Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Lech Lecha. This week, Parashah, we are starting the journey of Abraham. But before we're going to start to talk about Abraham, I want to refer to last week's portion. The last week's portion, Parashat Noach, I talked about the differences in righteousness, and I've talked about the fact that maybe there's a sense of criticism about Noach and the fact that while he was taking care of himself and building this ark for him and his family, after God asked him to do so, he could have done more. He could have done more in the sense of telling others to come and join, bring people in, do something with the wider community around him. Some of the reactions to this video weren't so understanding. Why are you criticizing Noah? I said many times, I'm not criticizing him. He's a righteous man. God says so. Who is more than Noah? Who am I to criticize anything? But the verses and the way it was presented meant by many of our commentaries and many of our sages that there was a sense of something was missing. It's not a criticism, but it's telling you that there could be more. Exactly that point brings the question for this week's parasha. We hear the story about Abraham. God told Abraham, go forth from your land, from your father's home, to the place I will show you. Who is Abraham? What do we know about him? In the Parashat Noach, we at least know there was a righteous person. What do we know about Abraham before the start of this journey? God tells him to go, and that's it. The truth is, if you go back to last week's parasha, in the very end, it already begins to describe who was Abraham. The story about his father, Terach, leaving his home, and he has three boys, and then one dies on the way. Then it says who they're married, and about the son of this dead brother, Lot, and how they're being taken care of from Haran to Ur Kasdim. And the following week, as it starts week, this week, there's like the journey of Lech Lecha. What do we need to understand when the Torah doesn't share with us the reality and the background story of Abraham? The truth is this, and this is me personally. Whenever I read a book, a biography, the best things, the most interesting facts was to tell the journey of what made this person grow to the great person that really wrote this biography. You know, when you read a biography, you understand that there are footsteps, they are roadblocks on the way, on the process that actually allow us to understand who we are dealing with. In Abraham, it wasn't there. Like many other opportunities, we need to go and look at the Midrash. The Midrash is the missing pieces that our sages gave us, stories that complete the story, so-called. The famous Midrashim that our children are being told is the story about where Abraham was brought and his father worshiping statues. He was an idol worshiper. And the story goes that there's this store that his father owned with old statues. And one day, the father goes out of the shop. Abraham, kid, takes something and breaks a bunch of idols. And when the father comes and says, what are you doing? He says, no, listen, there was food here, a food about argument. And the big statue took something and broke all the small statues. When the father asks him, he says, what are you talking about? These are only idols. They do nothing. He says to him, oh, really? So why are you worshiping there? Same goes as the story of another aspect when a lady comes to the shop and wants to take this statue. And she points out this specific one. And he says to her, I made this with my hand an hour ago. You're 70 years old. Why do you worship something that was made an hour ago? The Midrash also expands the story and tells the story about a kid who wants to worship something. He understands that this world is not random. Look at the world. Look at the powers around us. Nobody created this. And the story goes that he goes and he wonders and he sees the sun, and the sun looks very strong. And he says, this is God. This is the power of all powers. And he worships it. And then sunset. So he thinks the moon may be the most powerful, or the stars. But of course, they changed as well. And he begins to think and wonder in nature what is the strongest power. But nothing, of course, holds it. So he decides, against all odds, to do something that nobody did before him. And he's calling the name of God. The word Hebrew, Ivri, comes from this notion of Avraham understanding that although everybody's looking from one side, Ever means the other side. He's going to go to the other side. He's going to believe something that nobody believed before him. There's another saying that talks about, from a Hasidic perspective, something that all of us can relate with. And before that, I want to open in brackets. It's a topic that happened this week, the election, and how Donald Trump was elected as well. A couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege to go and visit the FOZ Museum, a museum that talks about Christians or non-Jews that did amazing things for the Jewish people. It's from General Patterson to Truman to other people to the Tambun, people that made great things and helped the Jewish people. Now, I don't know who runs this museum. I don't know the story around it, and I'm not necessarily recommending it or not. But I would say this. In the very beginning, when you enter the museum, they're taking a photo of you. You know, you've been to every park, every amusement park. They take a photo of you, and you think it's to sell you a magnet or a photo of you in the end. But it's quite surprising, because in the end of the presentation, and after you see all those people who did things for the Jewish presence here, the Jewish land, Jewish people, there is a movie that talks about the fact that in every of those people's life, there was a moment, a calling, that they heard the calling and they followed their heart and their belief. And then they share the photo that they took of you. And you see that photo on the wall, on the screen, and you understand that what they're saying is this. There is a moment in life that there will be a calling. And the only question you need to ask yourself is, am I going to answer this calling? The election of this week, as we talked about it many times, is a proof, is a reason, is a moment in time when we know there's a calling of God to do something for the Jewish people. And Donald Trump is going to be that man on that position. The story of Lech Lecha, according to one of these commentary of Hasidut, explains a very interesting moment to realize who was Abraham. You know why he doesn't have a background story according to this commentary? He explains as follow. Lech Lecha, go forth, wasn't a personal calling to Abraham. It was a calling that was there in the air to the world. Abraham was the only person who heard the calling and did something with the calling. You know how many people in this world, they have these thoughts, they have this dream, they have these profound moments, they realize they need to do something, and yet they continue to sit and they wonder, okay, what do I do with this calling? The greatness of Abraham was that when he heard the calling, he actually stood and he left. He did something with the calling because he felt that it's not enough to listen, to hear it. I actually need to do something with it. I need to go and bring my life together into this existence of changing the world. It happens sometimes one person in a time. Abraham is going to take this power, and immediately when he's going to realize he needs to do something, he will take one person with him. It's his nephew, Lot. One person will start a journey, and as they will continue in his life, we will hear stories about how they will bring guests, how we will fight for justice, how we will go to war for one prisoner, how he's going to manifest in his life the calling. The true calling of a human being is not only to take care of his calling, is to share the light, spread the light, bring the light to others. Abraham is being hooked on that calling. And while everybody else hears him, he listens and he is following. This person, Abraham, the Ivri, the Hebrew, who everybody went on one stream and he heard a calling and he took another stream. He took another calling and he lived according to this calling. Not only from himself, but for the surrounding area, for the surrounding world. This is why in chapter 12, God says to him, those who will bless you, I will bless. Because this person, this individual, Abraham, represents a nation that does not stop with their own good. The benefit of what they want to do is to bless the world. When you want to bless the world is going to bless you. If the world doesn't understand how they need to bless you, they will need to reconsider. So that calling that was given for Abraham was only a first-time memory. You get the calling, you should go, and you should bless. At this opportunity, we want to wish President Trump and the American nation that only blessing is going to come from you. The words of God bless you, and we will only see good from that calling of Abraham, the Hebrew. Shabbat Shalom.